And I believe we're joined now by the one and only Otis Richmond. Are you there?
How are you? Good. How are you doing?
Very
Can you
good.
Hear me?
Otis, you have been an advocate of the return of something that had been practiced previous, which was Black Music Month in America. For some reason, it went by the boards, and you have, first of all, how did it happen that we had it and now we don't have it?
Well, what happened in 1979, a group of people went to the, Jimmy Carter invited a bunch of people to the White House, Max Roach, Dizzy Gillespie, Charles Mingus was there in a wheelchair. He was very ill. Little Richard. And he...
I'd like to have been at that meeting. I would have been happy to take notes.
Right. And he proclaimed June Black Music Month with the proviso that, Max and, well, Dizzy, he wanted to, Max and Dizzy Gillespie to play Salt Peanuts, and Dizzy says, we'll do it with the proviso that you sing it.
So now, wait a minute. Did that happen?
Oh, well, he butchered it, but yeah, he
he did do
Salt
it.
Peanuts. Yeah, well, he tried to do it.
I would butcher it as well, so I mean, if somebody asked, if Little Richard said, do this, I would do it.
And 79, it was proclaimed. And at that time, you had a lot of Black people working inside the music industry, and they used to give out, June was Black Music Month, and they would give out these CDs with all of the promotional, Columbia Records would give out a CD with all of their top artists and RCA, so on and so forth. And then we had this animal called urban music, you know, urban music, the younger, some of the younger people didn't want to deal with the Black music situation, and they refer to it as urban music. Mm-hmm. And when the June Black Music Month was proclaimed, it was supposed to be Black Music Month from North America, the Caribbean, Africa, South Pacific, wherever Black people were. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that took place was they put together, the Black Music Association put together concerts with Bob Marley and Stevie Wonder together. Mm-hmm. And there's a famous, there are famous pictures done by Brathwaite, Cecil Brathwaite, and he took these pictures, and because they wanted the Black Music Month to be international,
yeah.
But a few years ago, President Barack Hussein Obama dropped Black Music Month, and he proclaimed it African American Music Appreciation Month. So what he has basically done is taken the Pan-African aspect of it out and nationalized it, made it a music that's strictly for Black Americans. So, you know, we recognize gospel.
Well, there must have been some objection to that, wasn't there? Didn't some people speak up and say, don't do that?
Some people did speak up, but a lot of people, Obama could, I've said this, and I basically shouldn't be saying it, but I'll say it again. I think Barack Hussein Obama could drop a drone on his grandmother's village in Kenya and get away with it because he's Black. You know, he's a brother.
Uh-huh.
And so I heard a lot of people rationalize it, but there were a few people that spoke out against it. And
a campaign to bring it, to make it, return it to the previous identification, right?
There, most definitely, because I mean, there is such an animal as Black Music Month and Black Music Month since.
You know, by the way, I just got to mention while you were set this up. Of course, the Jimmy Carter administration. One of the things I remember about Carter was that he said in his memoirs that he phoned Martin Luther King Sr. at least once a day.
I didn't know that.
So I think he got some pretty good advice. Sr. was a really impressive guy. We all know the famous son, but Sr. was, and I'm just thinking of how this all unfolded. He got on the right track, and then now with Obama, we seem to have gotten off on another one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Jimmy Carter was, He basically went along with the program.
Yeah.
He definitely went along with the program. Kwame Brathwaite was the person who took the famous photograph, and he is the brother of Elombe Brath, who just passed away on May 19th. Mm-hmm. And it, yeah, and you know, Kwame had gone to Senegal with the Jacksons when, you know, Michael Jackson went to Senegal when he was 14, and Kwame and Ilombe, they were in the Congo and they had the fight formed against Muhammad Ali.
And the Rumble in the Jungle. These
guys, the Rumble in the Jungle, and these guys had been, you know, close to the Black Music Association for years and years, and so and they have Caribbean background, so the music was this thing. There was no way it was supposed to be strictly Black American, and you know, the whole question of the Americas. The Cubans consider themselves Americans because we are in the Americas.
Yes.
And, you know, Jose Marti. I think he had a
absolutely. Absolutely.
Our Americans.
Yeah, it describes a hemisphere, basically.
Right.
And of course, there's been all this movement of peoples, and the culture has been enriched each time. And so your campaign is very timely. By the way, how can people get aboard? What would you like them to do?
There is a petition. I have a Facebook page. You can check me out on Facebook, or you can email me at norman.o.richmond@gmail.com. But it's up on Facebook, and it's up on or you can Google it. Reestablishment of Black Music Month, and it should just automatically come up.
So, and just one more time with the they can write to Norman. Could you do that one more time?
Pardon me. Norman.o.richmond@gmail.com. Richmond is RICHMOND.
Okay, very good. And of course, and again, on they can go to Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook or Facebook, yeah, or Google. Mm-hmm. Or just Google my name, it should come up. I have a blog, and, you know, just Google Norman Otis Richmond. And
now we're talking.
They will.
You're way ahead of us, Norman. Norman Otis Richmond.
Yes.
And that's what that's Blogspot, right?
Yeah. No, but you can just Google Norman Otis Richmond, and everything will come up.
Yeah. I'm still in that driving a 1940 Ford or something. People way ahead of me. By now, they've already looked you up and reading about it. They've turned me off.
Well, on a scale of 10, in terms of the technical thing, I think I would give myself about the highest of 4, maybe 3, but yeah.
So one last time, then just walk us through. So they had it at Black Music.
Music month from 1979
until 79, and then until never sustained until. And then Obama decided to refine it to Black Urban.
He calls it African American Appreciation Music Month. African American. Music Appreciation Month. I know when I was going to.
That sounds like something they do at Sunday school.
No, it sounds like when I used to go to school in Los Angeles, public school in Los Angeles, they had music appreciation classes, and they would teach us little Black kids, instead of listening to Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, they would let us listen to Bach and Beethoven, which is nothing wrong with Bach and Beethoven, but our classical music is Charlie Parker and Miles and Train and.
Yes.
Billie Holiday, that's classical music.
That's classical.
But, I mean, they would just that kind of music.
Whoever said Roll Over Beethoven sure got it, didn't they? What a phrase. Once it's in your head, it won't go away.
I think that was Roll Over Beethoven. I think that might have been, that had to be Chuck Berry.
It absolutely was.
Right.
A genius. Well, Norman, we really appreciate all the information, and I hope people sign up, and good luck with that project.
Oh, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, sure thing.
I know I won't say it because it was about someone that has a show at the station, and I don't want to get anybody in trouble, so let me just refrain. And thank you very much for the time.
Yeah. You're going to... I don't know if I got the point. Yeah, okay. That was Norman Otis Richmond. I notice he's talking to somebody else at the moment, so I assume that he is gone, and we're glad to have him.